Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Anyway, you know I always troll people. Mbundo's dressed like she came from the club today. Straight from the club into the studio.
That is not true.
Uh-huh.
This is just a denim jumpsuit. Just jeans, guys. Just
jeans. With what shoes? This
with,
is club.
This is
club shandies.
No.
Mbo, is this not club shandies?
Guys, you must never trust Sizwe.
No, but with proper.
Is this not club shandies?
With proper accessories, she could be.
No, also, you don't dress like this.
These are flat shoes.
Tell us, Uvelab.
Guys, you must never trust Sizwe when it comes to fashion, hey?
It's fine. We'll take a picture.
Trust him with the kicks. Sneakers, yes. But not with anything else. I'm wearing flat shoes in jail.
So, usually?
No, not usually. Normally,
but
more
she's worn a catsuit before.
Serious. A black one. Not no, a denim one.
But this is denim.
That's the only difference, that it happens to
and
be
denim.
And
it's a Friday.
And the face is beat.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not at all.
He dates, Le. Say, Mona, we spotted a mile away. He dates or Puma Corona.
But she's not wearing makeup.
Hey, but I like the compliment. Hey, if you think there's makeup.
Are you blushy? Aisha and DC.
No, but the blush is always there.
No.
That's always there. No, hi, guys.
The face is beat.
The face is beat.
That's not true.
And the hair?
The hair's always there.
How?
Anyway.
I know. You're just being the guy that everybody thinks you are. But you're always picking on me.
It's a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. There's a rapper from Philadelphia. His name is Gilly the Kid. He used to work with Lil Wayne back in the day, 2002, 2003. He used to actually write for Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne came in the game as a youngin. Gilly then eventually branched off to doing a podcast, $1 million Worth of Game. And it's a really successful podcast. He's got a cousin named Wallow. Wallow spent 20 years in jail. I'm just giving you this background so you know exactly what's up. Wallow spent 20 years in jail. And when he came out, Gilly had him sorted. Those guys are now multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. And this is what Gilly had to say. He was just giving advice to parents regarding their kids. Listen to this.
All ladies out there, right? Sometimes the best thing you could do, don't go bail your son the f*** out. Mm-mm. Don't go bail him out. No, you want to be on dumb shit? Leave him in there. Let him get a little 6 months, little year bit in there. Because what this do sometimes is, when he see a n***a get stabbed, he see a n***a ha, joint going in the head like a unicorn, he develop a different relationship with God.
So, again, I must add that Gilly lost his son about a year ago. Ooh. To the streets. His son wasn't actually involved in gang activity. He just got shot. And so I think he's speaking about something that we've touched on quite a lot. That soft parenting. Moms will be the first one in the courtroom to bail their sons out. Or daughters, but daughters don't usually end up in jail a lot. But moms will be the first ones. Even when the dad is saying, yeah, ni, kone za funda.
I feel like in my household it's different.
I'd be the sort of dad that's like, Miege Nikone Zofunda. I think. But not the first time. The first time I'd bail you out.
Exactly.
But basically, land and jalo.
Yeah, I take a similar approach because, first, as a parent, you have to have that conversation with your kid if you're starting to see trouble. And then, if you can't get through to him, well, you know, his cell walls are going to eventually talk to him. Mm. I must let him simmer a bit there, you know. So, first time around, yeah. But when he's starting to become a menace, then I clearly can't get through to him, then he must, you know, have time to think behind bars for a bit before he's going to get bailed out.
But these prison facilities sometimes do more harm than good, honestly speaking, where you can have your child more hardened and it doesn't really work. So for me personally, I still prefer the gentle parenting. It has humbled me here and there, but I still would rather try other means to correct a child than to, if there was that situation where I could potentially bail them out and I decide to keep them in prison, I don't think I would. Maybe counseling, we try other things, boot camp, yeah.
Actually, I'm a hypocrite. I'm changing my mind. I'm now in Pundo. She raised a very good point. So I actually want to have my child in an environment that I can control.
Yeah.
Then I can discipline them how I want. Because remember we once did a story of that child that called their parents in a club and said, "Mom, please come fetch me." And the parents said, "Nope, let's over Alapo. See to finish." Yeah. Then the child died. Mm. Sometimes you leave your kid in the prison, thinking you're teaching them a lesson, but you don't know what lesson they're going to teach him in prison.
Yeah.
True.
That's how social nile. Actually, nah, I'm with Pundo.
And they carry trauma.
Yeah,
and
no, right? I'm with Pundo.
But
I'm
they
Landa.
Put themselves there.
Yeah, but I put them in this world.
I'm sort of with Saul in the sense that the first time, yes, I will bail you out because you probably made a mistake. But the second time you find yourself there, the first time is a mistake. The second time is intentional. You knew exactly what you were doing because now this is a decision that you make in spite of the conversation we probably had when you went in there the first time. So maybe this time I might not bail you out. I'm not going to leave you there for 6 months. But on your gig, I'm shampi weekend.
As a child, your mistakes are a reflection of me and as a parent, actually. You can still teach him at home, whatever lesson you're trying to teach him.
But you
ground him there. Lock him in your room. Do that.
That's abuse.
Oh, it's
better than prison.
That's
abuse.
I'm going to be abusing you. That one I'll take. I'll abuse you. Then go.
So you would rather abuse your own child?
No.
No, would you have other people do it? Would you rather other people do it?
What lessons are they learning? If your child has found themselves in prison for whatever reason, right? And you had this conversation because you bailed them out and you said, listen, this is the path that you are going down if you continue like this. Ngiyakuseva kwamanje. Do it again. You'll see your mother. In fact, no, you won't see your mother because she won't be there.
That's funny.
But then they get assaulted in there. That level of trauma, if I can help it, I'll do something else. I'll honestly try something else because I don't think they'll
come
out any
better. So they go in
the
second time and the third time and the fourth time.
First thing in the morning.
Okay,
for
can
the first
we ask,
time in our lives, Sis was going with
so me.
They go in the second time. You bail them out. They go in the third, the fourth. At what point do you say enough is enough?
But he's obviously traumatized for him to keep committing these crimes. So we need to find out what's going on. Either way, though, exactly. He's still my son. Even if they say banditi get hardened, he's still my son.
He'll always be your son, but also he's his own man and he's made decisions. You have told him how dangerous prison is. He's seen that you could possibly die inside there. It's not a place to be, but he keeps on going back.
I think also we have to ask, we have to take it slightly back. How old are the people we're talking about? Because we, you know, your child will always be your child. Mm. But how old is the person we're talking about?
After 21, you're on your own. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Your child is your child, no matter what, no matter the silly things that they do on the streets, be it drugs, crime. Is your child, you know, you won't turn their back no matter what, even if you give them tough love, but you always have that inner thing, that inner soul, which tells you, you know, I still have to help my son or my daughter.
Yeah, the drugs one is the saddest because I don't think people choose to be addicted to drugs. At least crime you choose that life, but the drugs one, ish.
Hey, Saul, Mpoma boy, send money near school, man. As in, trust me, as long as Sumdana Kobam grants a bail, Uzumki, until Bazabam Kwebe, Lapansa Bailey, then ye won a shoot as in Nyamiega. I won't even visit them. My as long as I send a bail, Uzumki, I'm sure I go come Nandi Lab.
On today's topic, I will say, guys, based on experience, ekhaya. Guys, agahlale jele if umuntu akakhuzwa. If nina akafuna ukumamela ezabantu abadala, agahlale jele. Because the other thing is, even though they're a problem endlini and we feel like we can handle it as parents, these people become menaces in the communities. Like, uthola umphakathi, every time makutshontshe something, kuzwa kini. Makulahleke, makulimala umuntu, baza kini. So, as a you get tired of also your community is akini, is a group and everything. Because we once had an incident whereby a child was always taken to his mother whenever something was wrong in his 20s. Mama kept, everything. Until the child was beaten to death, then the mother was like, she's looking for the murderers. What was the community supposed to do?
Yeah, you see, this is why, again, right? So send you to exile. If you're a problem child, let's say, for example, Mpo is a single mother, she will say, you're going to go live with your uncle. Because, yeah, nah, he can obviously take care of you. He can ensure you're going to behave and stay within these certain parameters and lines. But you say, my fam, so sometimes, because you understand that the environment also contributes to the person being who they are, you take them out of the environment. You see? Because I also agree. ngeke sikubuke phela yebo. Good morning, my babies. It's a Friday. It's a Friday. Today, we've got singing characters for you to identify, please.
What color is the sky? Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You tell me that it's red. Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor.
She's even singing along, so you know she knows. You know she knows. Uncle Saul, Clueless. Auntie Mfundo, straight from the club.
Hey, yesterday.
Were they singing this song in the club?
And let me correct people. I've never in my whole life been to a club. So the closest to what people wear at a club is me watching everybody living their best lives on Instagram. I'm not from Johannesburg. So asna my club in Mpumalanga, guys.
Lies.
Asna.
No, she's right. They've got like... they've got lounges, not clubs.
Yeah, a club lot of floala. Ask us in just see.
Also, Fondo's doing a late show now. So the show finishes at 12, hit the club, come to work.
11.
Yeah, what was
it? Can I tell you?
It ends up.
This is at 11. Yes,
I used to do breakfast in my 20s. We would leave the club and go to work. Itu ukukile.
Hey, Peladewas. Hey.
When Fresh
tells the story, says they'd be jumping over bodies in the studio.
Yeah, I'm part of the studio.
Imagine.
As you all know, parenting doesn't come with a manual. So, really, also a reflection on you. Yeah, namge giye ingane echen. Hey, go be. So, I wouldn't. Let's find another way. Ngono mina. Gisfayele, kwelami che.
Guys, raising a boy child is not easy, more especially if you're a single parent. I'm raising a 22-year-old, and he's always known there's certain things that he can't do in the house. He's not allowed to bring a girl in the house. I know that he's got a girlfriend, but she's not allowed to spend the night in the house. His curfew is 9 o'clock, unless if there's projects that he's working on with his friends for varsity. Yes, that I understand. But communication starts way early. You can't then at 21 decide you want to change everything and say now you start behaving like this. It starts way early, and give us some credit, guys. We're trying.
Yeah, Nam Mabulawa, that's how I was raised. Tobazani Yenzan Jinlin Ekaya. Whoa, never, ever, ever, ever.
Being a boy mom myself, the first time I would bail them out, but the second time weekend in Jinyan and she know my overnight stay, I took born and she, what he and the consequences of his actions are. I wanted to raise the point that umntwana vugi nje on a random day and decides to go break the law, maybe do house robbery. It all starts with small crimes, small pushes to boundaries. So endlessly, how do you teach him, how do you maintain the boundaries as a parent also counts a lot, because me tembege okuncane. And then no cool futhi uzothembeka. So my phule umthetho omncane, obviously, nomkhulu uzokwazi ukuphula.
And so what happens if during that weekend or that overnight something happens and it's irreversible? Then what?
Hi, mina, you can miss me on this gentle parenting thing. Angidlali yo game. I am a firm believer, and I always taught Uguti, whatever decision that you make, be sure that you're ready to deal with the consequences that may come, whatever consequences those may be, you know. If I'm going to go and as Uguti, and then the next time I'm going to go to jail and expect mommy to bail me out, yes, maybe like Mfunda, I might bail them out, but there was still going to be consequences after that, because I cannot maybe bail you out and then the next thing try and babe you and so gentle parent you. What's going on? Let me understand your emotions. I need that little game, Mina. Never.
Sizwe, you know what? Ukhulunyiswa ukungazi, and I totally get you. Umntanakho, you would want to do everything and intervene. However, there are situations, Sizwe, where you try everything as a parent, especially when drugs are involved. When that child on drugs starts beating up your own parents, when they are threatening to kill your parents with weapons, Masabeng Jonjela, destroying your house, destroying your everything, Sizwe, and
you try intervening, you try rehab, you try counseling, you try it all, and you get to a point where you pray and you say, Lord, ngicela umfake ejele, at least, not that it's the safest place, but it's better than me finding my child on the streets edindilizile. So hey sizwe, I hear you, kodwa there are certain situations that will force you. Nawe awufuni kodwa you end up doing it. And kuba buhlungu kwena as well.
First time around, I'll bail him out because the way ngikhulisa ngakhona, I do not know ukuthi he was hanging around the wrong people or kwenzakalani. And I will make sure that he will never go back there. Don't worry, I know what I'll do. And he knows as well now.
Mina ngam bail until I cannot bail him anymore. Mara as a parent vele hola le mo fihla ng ogatsala teng, right? I said it again, like wa gatsalore, you are on your own. Whatever happens, like it's okay as long as mina was a imoto kanje na kanje yangitshela ukuthi umuntu kanje na kanje, this is what happened. That's all. And then that's when you find peace, because nabantwana nawe they can be abusive. Mara ufihla mo gatsalang.
I am a mom of two, and I finally understood how much God loves me as his child when I became a mother. So in the same way that God shields me, protects me, even when I make mistakes, some mistakes intentional, the Lord will always shield me and protect me and save me from things. And therefore, I'm able to extend that same love to my children, where whatever mistake that they make, I will be there to shield them. Yes, there are consequences for your actions, but as long as I am a parent to them, they have a mother in me, so I will shield them. So noma bangabheda kangakanani, ngizohamba ngiyobathola la kumele ngibathole khona.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.